Greetings, cherished viewers, and welcome to Golden Age Technology. Today we present part one of a two-part series introducing hangar prosthetics and orthotics, and the amazing story of a dolphin called Winter. In December 2005, at just 3 months old, Winter was found caught in a crab trap in Mosquito Lagoon off the coast of Florida, USA. Badly wounded, she was moved to Clearwater Marine Aquarium in Clearwater, Florida, which specializes in the rescue, rehabilitation, and release of marine life.
We have a large group of animals here. All the animals get, you know, routine 24/7 care. And of course, our goal is to take any of these animals we can and put them back in the wild if they will survive there.
Sadly, Winter had to have her tail amputated due to it having no blood circulation while she was trapped. She is now a permanent resident at the aquarium, as she would not be able to survive on her own in the ocean. And while she learned to swim and play again, it meant she had to switch her swimming style from an up and down motion to left and right, which quickly started to cause damage to her spine. Winter's story came to the attention of expert prosthetist Kevin Carroll, Vice President of Prosthetics at Hangar Prosthetics and Orthotics. Mr. Carroll's heart went out to the young dolphin, and he decided to help her by creating a prosthetic tail, something that had never been attempted before.
We've never encountered this before.
I heard about this little dolphin that had lost his tail, and I was thinking, oh, maybe I could help that little dolphin.
And they came in and they said, you know what? We can use what we've done with humans and we can apply it to this prosthetic tail.
Staff at Hangar graciously took time from their busy schedules to speak with Supreme Master Television about Winter and developing her innovative prosthetic tail.
My name is Kevin Carroll. I'm a board-certified prosthetist, and I design and fit prosthetic limbs typically on people. We see a lot of patients with diabetes, vascular disease, losing limbs, do a lot of orthotic devices.
The future of prosthetic technology changed the day Mr. Carroll encountered Winter.
Winter was still very sick when I met her first. She was under 24-hour care, a little three-month-old dolphin. The tail was gone at that stage.
Right.
And, you know, there was a lot of people that really wanted to help her. We thought, you know, by putting a little prosthetic tail on her, we could have her swim better.
Kevin Carroll knew just the right person with the experience and determination to design the world's first prosthetic dolphin tail.
So I called a really good friend of mine, Dan Strimke, who's a prosthetist. He's a prosthetic user himself. He lost his leg when he was a child at 4 years old. And Dan grew up around the ocean. He grew up in Sarasota, actually swimming with the dolphins. So I called him and said, Dan, what do you think? And he says, you betcha, we're going to make this work. When we took on this project, Dan and I, we said, how are we going to fund this? So it's really time, and it's all about investing our time. So we've given up our night times, our weekends, vacation. That's how we're funding it. And our company, Hangar Prosthetics and Orthotics, supplies the materials. So we've created a win-win for everybody. We work very closely with the veterinarians and the trainers at the aquarium. And, you know, we had to be creative, like working with humans. You know, we've been doing that for many, many years. But a dolphin, this is the first time anybody's ever fit a dolphin with the complete tail gone.
Sure.
And the dolphin's body, as you can imagine, is very fluid and in motion. So the prosthetic device had to be designed to accommodate that fluidness of her body. So this is her prosthetic device right here.
And what is this made of?
This is made out of a composite material of what you'll see the athletes running on. Mm-hmm. That same little spring that these guys are running at high speeds on is right here to store energy as she's swimming. Then this is a high-grade kind of energy storing type plastic material with elasticity in it.
The team has created many prosthetic tails for Winter as she is constantly growing. It is hard work, but it helps the team to perfect the design of Winter's artificial tail and produce better prosthetic solutions for humans.
I probably just did the 51st tail.
We're on the 13th design. Every 3 months I put a new tail on her based on her size and just the wear and tear on it. But and then we get with the trainers and go, okay, let's try this. And we try to change the design. And the same process starts over.
Winter is still growing and she's still a baby and we're training her to use the prosthetic tail. And when she has it on, she swims perfectly with it. But she's still not a fully grown adult. Still not totally aware of what's going on with the prosthetic device. So there's a lot of training that's taking place. So as a result, we don't just leave it on all the time.
Aside from creating a unique tail design to work with the motion of Winter's body, Mr. Carroll and the team had to find a solution that takes into account her very delicate skin. They developed Winter's Gel, a strong silicone-based stretchable material that provides the perfect support to Winter. Winter's Gel has become a material utilized by human prosthetic users as well.
When we were researching initially about what challenges we were going to have with the dolphin, about their skin, about the biomechanics, the first thing that came to me was the skin. You know, how is this dolphin's skin going to tolerate the pressure we need to put on her so she can swim through the water with the tail? So we had liners we used previously for, you know, human patients. But we needed something that was more stretchy or more elastic, less stiff, and also something that was sticky because it's going to be worn underwater. We need to keep it on. And end up coming with a winter gel product that was so beneficial, it solved some problems we were having the humans. So just living in Florida, perspiration is an issue. It was amazing. About 4 to 6 months after we fit one to Winter, I started wearing it myself, and it was unbelievable. It was definitely improved my life.
Winter's gel, the soft jelly type material that we put over her body, has helped her considerably. Dolphin skin is very, very fragile. And humans, like if I scratch my hand, literally a day or so later, that scratch is gone. The dolphin takes a long, long time.
Gel,
this
right?
is winter gel, and it's very, very soft. It's sticky and tacky, so on her body, it clings to her. That holds the prosthesis in place, but also protects her skin, and it does not irritate her, where other materials would irritate her. And we tried numerous different materials, and this was absolutely incredible. This has really helped kids, you know, with their fragile skin, especially kids who are burnt. We have one little girl who lives in California. She was burnt, but this material over her burnt skin allows her to walk on her prosthesis. Very stretchy. I can stretch and stretch and stretch and stretch. My arms are not long enough, but very protective. So Winter loves to see this material coming.
The courage and determination of Winter and her loving nature has inspired people with disabilities and those who have experienced other challenges in their lives.
So today you're going to get to meet Winter. Many of you may have heard Winter's story and about the fact that several times a day she gets to wear a prosthetic tail because her tail fins are missing. Hanger Prosthetics is the company that makes all of Winter's prosthetic tails, every model. We are very thankful for their contribution. Not only are they here today, but there are also two young men who have either a prosthetic or another device that helps them in their locomotion and walking and getting around. And they get to be here for a very special event to meet Winter because they have that in common, that they both wear prosthetics. And Winter has certainly done a great job of raising awareness for prosthetics on all species.
Winter's story has been made into a Hollywood film called Dolphin Tail, which was released in the U.S. in September 2011. The film has a number of stars, including Academy Award winner Morgan Freeman, Grammy and Emmy Award winner Harry Connick Jr., and Winter herself.
The story of Dolphin Tail is about a dolphin named Winter. She'd been trapped in a crab trap and Clearwater Marine Aquarium tried to rehabilitate her, but during the course of that rehabilitation, her injuries caused her tail to have to be amputated.
It was too infected. My dad said it had to come off.
How is she gonna live if she can't swim?
You know, the character of Kyle, Sawyer's cousin, the war veteran, represents all the physically challenged that have come to see Winter and drawn inspiration from her.
They're one of the more intelligent of the mammal species, and this is the first time I've had very close contact with one.
Every aquarium in the country says it's hopeless.
Well, they haven't met Winter yet.
Our sincere thanks, Clearwater Marine Aquarium, and Kevin Carroll and Dan Stremka of Hanger Prosthetics and Orthotics for sharing the wonderful tale of Winter and discussing the advanced technology that is enhancing her life as well as the lives of people around the globe. Amiable viewers, please join us again next Friday on Golden Age Technology when we continue with part two of Winter's marvelous story. For more information on Hanger Prosthetics and Orthotics, please visit www.hanger.com. Find out more about Winter and the Clearwater Marine Aquarium at www.seawinter.com. Thank you for your company today on our program. Next on Supreme Master Television is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, after noteworthy news. May our loving actions help create an uplifted world where all beings live in eternal harmony.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GAT.